Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 4. Remember. Remember. Malachi 4 verse 4. Here is Malachi coming to the close of his ministry. I don't know how much he knows, but he's coming, in fact, to the end of the Old Testament revelation. For 400 years after this, there will be silence. Here we are reaching the last words of God to his people in the Old Covenant, before John the Baptist arises. And here is Malachi's word. Remember, remember, remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. Malachi chapter 4, verse 4. I can hear echoes here of the law itself. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now these are the parting words of Malachi, of God, to Judah, before 400 years of silence. Here is the climax, if you like, of the Old Covenant revelation. The law, Moses, Horeb, or Sinai, and Israel. Now, these words are all important. Law, Moses, Horeb or Sinai, Israel. If you read Psalm 147, if you read Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 33, and so on, what will you come across? You will come across this point. The law was given by Moses. John 1:17. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. To whom was the law given? Psalm 147. God revealed his law to Israel, and have given these laws and this law and this covenant to no other people. That is the point of Psalm 147, I think verses 19 and 20. Deuteronomy 4, Deuteronomy 33, you alone of all people, and the Sabbath. The Sabbath was the very core of the law, and the Sabbath was the sign. Exodus and Ezekiel teach this very clearly. This is the sign that marks Israel out. And God is reminding Israel here, reminding Judah here, I have privileged you above all people. Treasure my law. Hold my law. Remember my law. Obviously keep it in mind. But not just keep it in mind. Obviously talk about it, but not just talk about it. Obey it. Now, what about the new covenant? What can we say about the equivalent of the new covenant? Are we going to be those who remember the law of Moses and so on? Surely, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Surely, the new covenant equivalent, say, is found in James chapter 1. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. What word? Moses' law? No, the whole scripture from Genesis to Revelation as seen through Jesus Christ and in him. Do what it says. Not just talk about it, not just know it, not just read it. Do it. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and then forgets what man he is and so on. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, the gospel, Christ himself, the word of God, and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. So, this is the point. This is the new covenant for us. Brother and sister, let us be men and women of Scripture, knowing the word of God to us and applying it and heeding it and acting upon it, obeying it. Unbeliever, it's not enough to know the gospel. It's not enough to agree with the gospel. It is not enough to consent to the gospel. It is not enough to argue about the gospel. Obey it, and obey it now. No, it's no matter of just form. 2 Timothy 3, verse 5. It's not a form of godliness, but the power. And as Paul wrote to the Corinthians, chapter 4, and verse 20, in his first letter, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, true spirituality, does not consist in mere talk, mere chat, mere words, but in power. Remember the law of Moses, my servant Moses. Oh, that's the word for Judah at the close of Malachi, or near the close. The word for us today, my brother and sister. Look at the scriptures. Obey the scriptures. Turn to Christ. Obey Christ. Trust Christ.